Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Charlotte Jeffrey Campbell, very well known estate agency trainer. Welcome, Charlotte.
Hello.
Talk to me about ROPA and qualifications and licensing. We're in quarter one 2020. Yep. Where are we? Talk to me.
It's exciting because I think most people I speak to, most agents, think that ROPA, which is the regulation of property agents, is really good for the industry. We don't know when it's coming in. Lord Best spoke at the negotiator contract conference before Christmas, and he stood there in front of the agent saying, it will come in, you will be licensed, you will be expected to have a level three qualification. So we know there's an awful lot of will behind it. We know it's cross-party will, so that we know people are very much pro this. But we still don't know when. We're expecting some form of announcement soon because the next step will be some form of regulator. Once we have a regulator, the regulator will then say, right, this is the best practice guide. This is what we expect all agents and letting agents to adhere to. And this is the qualification we want to see. What they have already said, though, is that it will be an Ofqual regulated level three qualification.
What does that mean?
So Ofqual is it's a more formal recognition. So when you create a qualification like we have, it's a higher badge of regulation. So property mark are Ofqual regulated. They have been since 2011. So any agent who's already got a property mark qualification from 2011 or up until now, that would tick the box for ROPA. We actually started out about 2 years ago creating a new qualification because we felt that only having property markers a really valuable qualification, and there are others around, likes of Safe Agent have a level three as well. We felt that there was a gap, that none of the qualifications looked at estate agents and lettings in one go, and they didn't really deal with the front of house negotiators. And one of the things that was also missing was what a manager would want, which is the training and the recognition of them being able to sell and win business. So ours was created to cover this gap in the market. Fast forward, on April Fool's Day, there was an announcement on the news to say that regulation was coming in. We thought it was a joke at first because obviously we'd already started developing the qualification, but no, it isn't. It will come in. But we don't know when. So once the regulator's in place, we'll have an idea of the content of the best practice, and then it'll be...
Does that mean every neg in a couple of years is going
to
be...
So what they've called it is certain activities, but we don't know what those will be. The ROPA report talks about things like viewing or anything to do with advice or listing or market appraisals. And part of the guidance could be that, like a solicitor's, you know, worker bees do all the work, but the work is signed off by somebody who is level three qualified. I don't necessarily think that we should do it like that. I think we should be encouraging all staff who deal with a customer to have that level of qualification because that gives them confidence in what they're doing and confidence to charge more fees. So I think it will be anybody operating in the business, offering advice. But it's one of those things you've got to keep an eye on because we don't know when it's coming in. It's likely to be in the next couple of years. And I know a few people are quoting 2 years, but we still don't know that that's exactly when it'll be.
Do bosses need to be a higher level, say level four? Or?
Yeah, so any negotiator or property manager will have to be level three. Anybody dealing with block management or the director of a business will have to be level four. And at the moment, property mark have a level four, but there's nothing else in the industry. So I think we'll be seeing some sort of development. We're looking at developing a level four, and we're looking out for agents who want to work with us to develop that. Because our view is we need to develop a level four that the directors want, and that the training is something of huge value to them.
Can someone go straight for level four, or do they have to do level three before they do level four?
It depends. At the moment with Property Mark, as far as I'm aware, you have to do level three to progress to level four. We don't know what ours will be yet. We're still in development, but until we sit down and see what the regulator says level four needs to cover, because it could be things like mental health in the workplace, it could be understanding accounts, there could be all sorts of things also badged up in the level four.
But we're talking many, many hours here.
Yeah, and existing qualifications. So property mark is great, and you know everyone recognises the ALA qualification, and it recognises real good strong legal knowledge. And even with our qualification, there'll be some members of staff that are saying, no, you should do ALA, it's better for you. We feel that with ours, what we're doing is recognising the front of house staff. And what we did when we designed it was recognise existing knowledge. So rather than saying you need to start from scratch and learn everything, you know, from scratch, our e-learning is about most of it will be familiar, But if you're not confident in the consumer protection regulations, or you're not confident about GDPR, or you're not confident about overcoming objections, the training will fill those gaps. So the more experienced members of staff might be able to study quicker than that. It just depends on your level of experience.
Interestingly, it sounds like your qualifications are actually a little bit more real life, you know.
Absolutely.
In terms of overcoming objections. Sounds more sales, not helping them with their sales skills.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got full modules about recognising that. And that's
part of your level three qualification.
Yeah, and it's things like how well are your staff at upselling to property management if you're a letting agent? Because that is a skill in itself, isn't it? To persuade somebody to get their property managed. And our view is, even as a negotiator, you should understand the Housing Act and landlord's obligations. Because if you talk with knowledge and expertise, then it's much easier for your client to trust you and then choose you, and then you've won the business. So ours is a very rounded approach. So it's not to a degree the level of depth in some areas that the property mark qualifications have, which are great. Ours is a breadth of knowledge.
Yet yours still has been signed off as level three.
Yeah, absolutely. It's level three because it's all about the number of hours of study and the content. So yeah, we're level three and off qual, absolutely.
Excellent.
But we're really proud of it because we, you know, if I was a manager, I would want my staff to learn how to sell because that's what I need to do to keep my business going.
Interesting times ahead. Thank you very much.
Very much so.
Cheers. Thank you.